بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد عن عبيد بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا المنذر أتدري أي آية من كتاب الله معك أعظم قلت الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم فضرب في صدري وقال ليهنك العلم أبا المنذر رواه مسلم. This hadith wherein the beautiful virtue, auspiciousness of Ayatul Kursi is mentioned, we started the discussion. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Ya Abul Mundhir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him with his agronym, his kuniyat, do you know which ayat in the Quran, in the Kitabullah, which is with you, in other words, the knowledge of which you have acquired, is the most auspicious. So he responded and said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. In other words, Ayatul Kursi. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely pleased with this response. And his reaction, he struck the chest, or he tapped the chest of Ubay bin Ka'b and said, that Mubarak, to you, may your knowledge increase. لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ You are indeed blessed, Abul Mundhir. In other words, an attestation to the extreme depth of the understanding of the Qur'an, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the Sahabi Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu with. His response greatly pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we discussed that why this is, why ulama say that this particular verse of the Qur'an is the most auspicious. On the one hand, up 17 up to 21 times, Allah, the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah, this concept reverberates throughout this entire ayat. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. There is no deity. In other words, Allah isme zat, Allah's name. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity, there is no ilah. In the Arabic language, the word ilah, ulama say it comes from the root words, aliha ya'la. Aliha ya'la, we normally translate ilah, no deity, no God. But what the actual meaning is, at the time of need, at the time of weakness, whenever you face a challenge, the first thing towards which your heart goes, that is your ilah. So in other words, if you are convinced that the solution to your problems is money, so if you face a difficulty and your heart yearns for money, then technically money has become your ilah. If you are facing a physical difficulty and your heart yearns towards medicine or medical science, that has become the ilah. The jihad of our lives is to condition our hearts in such a manner that whatever difficulty, whatever pareshani, whatever need or requirement, this heart has to be conditioned first and foremost to turn to Allah. Then Allah becomes ilah. So, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Mufassirin say this is da'wah. This is a claim. There is no deity. There is no solver of any difficulty or problem that you can face besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, once this claim has been made, Quran is ajazul kalam. Quran is the most auspicious of speech. Quran is the most eloquent of speech. Quran is the most challenging of speech. So one of the principles of balagat and eloquence is that when you make a claim, there has to be a proof. So ulama say, Allahu la ilaha illahu, this is da'wah, this is a claim. Now to support this, Allah Ta'ala in this ayat brings forth 10 proofs. Al-Hay, first proof, the eternally living is only Allah. Besides Allah, kullu man alayha fan. The bank manager or the doctor or the medical science or whoever you, your friend, whoever you make your ilah and turn towards, understand that individual or that entity will perish and die. كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام وتوكل على الحي. Allah says, place your trust upon the only eternally living, that is Allah. الذي لا يموت, only Allah won't die. Everything else, its life is dependent on Allah. Allah is Hay, Allah is the only living, such a living. قبل كل حي بعد كل حي فوق كل حي يميت كل حي لا يشبهه حي. Allah is living before every living, He has no beginning. Living after every living, He has no living ending. Living above every living, He will give death to every living, and there is no living besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is Al-Hay. Allah is the only one that is eternally living. So this is the first proof of the fact that Allahu la ilaha illahu. There is no deity, there is no one you can turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum. The one who is qaim bizatihi, who exists of his own accord. The existence of everything besides Allah is only happening because Allah has willed it. Without Allah, nothing will exist. And Allah alone has existed and will always exist. So Al-Qayyum, second proof, Allahu la ilaha illahu. In fact, Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say that the Ism-e-Azam of Allah Ta'ala is contained in Ayatul Kursi. He was of the opinion, Ism-e-Azam is Al-Hay Al-Qayyum. These two sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was of the opinion that this is Ism-e-Azam. So, what do we learn? That in Ayatul Kursi, du'as are accepted. Why? Because the khususiyat or the speciality of Ism-e-Azam is that الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابُ وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, these are names of Allah Ta'ala, the Ism-e-Azam, that if you use them, and then you make dua, that dua will be accepted. Whatever you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill that need or requirement of yours. So we learn in the etiquette of dua, is that first we praise Allah, then we send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we ask whatever we want. So in that praising, part of your praise can be Ayatul Kursi. On the one hand, this is the most august verse in the Quran, because the grandeur and the power and the might of Allah is described in this verse like nowhere else in the Quran. And then over and above that, Ism-e-Azam is contained in this ayat of the Quran. So reading it in the praise of Allah Ta'ala will become a means of one's du'as being accepted. And we find that ulama ikram mention that jab bhi dil mein pareshani ho, whenever you are afflicted by mental worry and depression, then one nuskha and one prescription they give, that three times read this, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. We find in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make israr on this. He would persist on this. He would keep saying this. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. That Ya Hay Ya Qayyum, the eternally living Allah, the one whose existence is independent of the entire creation and who causes everything else to exist. Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. I seek help through your rahmat and through your mercy. They say five times if you read this with yaqeen, that whatever pareshani, whatever mental worry or depression you are experiencing will be removed. So two proofs, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hay al-qayyum. Third proof, la ta'khudhuhu sina wala nawm. That being upon whom the existence of everything depends, who is qayyum, qaim bizatihi, muqawwim bighayrihi, What is the requirement of that? That being must never sleep or must never doze off. And we find that sleep, dozing off, needing to chill or needing to rest, this is a sign of ghaflat. This is a sign of kamzori. This is a sign of weakness. And Allah is above all that. What's interesting, those who understand a little bit of Arabic, what it should have been? La yanam, la yayas. Allah doesn't doze off. La yanam, Allah doesn't sleep. Allah doesn't say that. What does Allah say? La ta'khudhuhu sina, wala nawm. Sometimes you are feeling sleepy, but you fight the sleep and remain awake. Allah is above even that also. La ta'khudhuhu sina, wala nawm means that sleep does not even come close to Allah. Dozing off does not even come close to Allah. Allah is qayyum. If Allah had to go to sleep, na'uzu billah, Allah had to rest, then who is going to control the entire kainat of the universe? So, Allah does not sleep. La ta'khudhuhu sina. Dozing off, tiredness, drowsiness, wala nawm, no sleep, does not come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next proof, lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard. Or if you want to put it in the form of a question, now you've heard that Allah, there is no deity besides Him. He is eternally living. He is the sustainer and controller of everything that exists. He does not doze off, nor does He sleep. So, what is the extent of His kingdom? What is dependent on Him? What is He controlling? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every atom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today you feel you've got wealth. You are not the owner of that wealth. You are the keeper of that wealth. You are looking after it. You were given it for a short while. And you cannot use it the way you want also. If you were the owner, you can use it as you want. But your wealth, you are restricted by what? By the Shariat, by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The owner of everything in the heavens and the earth is only Allah. Besides Allah, milkiyat, tasarruf, ownership, utilization does not belong to any being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard. To him alone belongs everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. So this, in any case, we've run out of time, but this is the most august verse in the Quran. Great virtue, great shifa, great acceptance of dua Allah Ta'ala has kept in this, but we must read it with yaqeen, read it with conviction, read it pondering over its meaning. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.